Choose my PCC, candidates for the Cambridgeshire Police Force area. Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, elections are taking place on 2 May in England and Wales. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police and Crime Commissioners, page, Edna Murphy, Liberal Democrat, page, Daryl Preston, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page, Anna Smith, Labour and Cooperative, page, statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cambridgeshire, page. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On 2 May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and to hold the police to account. Police and Crime Commissioners are elected to hold your police force to account for delivering the kind of policing you want to see. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. The PCC does not run the police force. Chief constables continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the PCC. In some police force areas, PCCs are also responsible for fire and rescue services, and are known as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. Represent the entire community. PCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Cambridgeshire Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.chosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 1311323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on the ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.tlectoralcommissions.org.uk/vote-and-cleccions. Edna Murphy, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. Edna Murphy brings a unique blend of expertise and insight to the role of Police and Crime Commissioner. She served as a magistrate in Cambridge for over 25 years, including many years chairing the Youth Court, and she currently chairs the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Fire Authority, recognised as one of the most successful and respected in the country. Edna believes the police need to do more on persistent problems such as sexual assault and on new priorities such as fraud. Most victims of those crimes do not report their experience to the police, with at best just 1 in 6 coming forward. This shows just how low victims' confidence is in our system of justice. That needs massively to improve. Recent years have seen too many cuts in criminal justice expenditure. Edna is calling for better funding for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Police. Under the Tories, we have the 7th lowest funding per head of population in the country and the 3rd lowest number of staff per 1,000 population. Cambridgeshire is low on the priority list for this Tory government and residents deserve better. As Police and Crime Commissioner, Edna will 1. Fight not just for fair funding but also for smarter spending, moving away from policies that don't work to reduce crime, such as short prison sentences for non-violent offenders, and towards solutions that truly make us safer by making it less likely that any of us will be victims of crime in the future. 2. Champion effective crime reduction strategies such as restorative justice, tackling prolific offenders, and evidence-driven policing. 3. Above all, ensure that the police are proactive and treat victims with respect, not just as statistics. Prepared by Evander Ware, 15 Ronald Rolfe Court, Cambridge, on behalf of Edna Murphy. Contact details. Website, https://www.camblibdems.org.uk/pcc. Email, edna.murphy@libdems.info. Daryl Preston, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election Statement. I am passionate about our county and it has been an honor to serve as your Police and Crime Commissioner. When first elected 3 years ago, I promised to cut crime, and I have done just that with 1. Record number of police officers. 2. Neighborhood crime down 24%. 3. Household burglary down 37%. 4. Antisocial behavior down 30%. 5. Rural crime down 21%, hair coursing down 73%. 6. Knife crime down 26%. 7. Bike theft down 52%. 8. Roads are safer with serious injuries and fatalities down. 9. £21.5 million additional funding secured from government to prevent crime and support victims locally. I am an ex-senior police officer having served 10 years in the Met and 20 years in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. I have dedicated my life to keeping you and your family safe. The most important job of a PCC is to listen to the concerns of local communities and act upon them. I continued to do just that and developed a straightforward plan to reduce crime in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. 1. Tackle crime and ASB further investment in local policing. 2. Communities first, ensuring the police are visible. 3. Safer roads, further investment to reduce speeding and prevent casualties. 4. Fighting drugs and violence, further investment in prevention to reduce demand, dismantle county line drug gangs and their associated violence. 5. tackling rural crime, further investment in rural safety. 6. Preventing crime, further investment in early intervention schemes. I am a crime fighter and not a politician, with the vital experience required to be your PCC. So please support me in keeping all our communities safe. Prepared by Daryl Preston's election agent Samantha Hoy, an ECCA, MJS House, Wisbech Road, March, PE150BA. Contact details. Website, https://www.darrylpreston.org.uk. Email, darryl@darrylpreston.org.uk. Social media, https://www.facebook.com/darrylpreston4pcc. Anna Smith, Labour and Cooperative. Election Statement. A fresh start for policing in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. I bring a lifetime of public service leadership. I've been a school leader, council leader, deputy mayor and acting mayor. I know and love our region. I know how to lead it. I am driven by a desire to serve and improve lives, to make everyone safer and more secure. I have the right experience, energy and vision. I will deliver a fresh start for policing across Peterborough and Cambridgeshire. A responsive police service, there when you need it. Everyone should feel safe at home, at work, and in daily life. I'll champion neighborhood policing. Our police are underfunded. I'll fight for a fair deal, and for our share of the 13,000 extra neighborhood police and PCSOs promised by Labour. Prevent crime. We must promote safer streets, businesses and homes. And as a former teacher, I know we must stop young people being drawn into crime. Break the cycle of crime by joining up services. I'll work with agencies, businesses and voluntary groups to get results for residents. I did this during lockdown, I did this addressing domestic abuse. I will do it as PCC. Zero tolerance for violence. I'll tackle attitudes that lead to gang violence, knife crime and the abuse of women. I have practical experience in youth work, safeguarding and working with the police. Making your voice heard. I'll help our hard-working police deliver your priorities and improve standards. I will hold the police to account. We all deserve the best. Polls predict Labour will win, but it's close. Vote for me for a fresh start for policing in Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. Prepared by David Jeremy, agent, at Alex Wood Hall, Norfolk Street, Cambridge, CB1 to LD. Contact details. Website, https://www.annaforlabour.com. Social media, at annaforlabour. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cambridgeshire. This booklet contains more information about those candidates, where provided, and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility, and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Cambridgeshire. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Cambridgeshire on 2 May 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Murphy, Edina, Liberal Democrat. Preston, Darrell, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Smith, Anna, Labour and Cooperative, I can be contacted at John Hill, East Cambridgeshire District Council, The Grange, Nuthold Lane, Ely, Cambridgeshire CB74EE. PARO, at eastcambs.gov.uk. 01353616271. https://www.eastcambs.gov.uk. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, to Marsham Street, London, SW1P4DF. PCC_Cambridgeshire_BKT.